Shalom and praise be to God. I want to welcome you once again to the study in the book of John, chapter number 5. And today we want to just deal with 8 verses, verses 10 to verses 18. And we are asking one question. And this is part 2. We began yesterday asking this question. Why is it that a man would remain in the house of mercy for 38 years, Bethesda, and not connect to the mercies of God? Why would a man remain in the house of grace for 38 years and still remained invalid, and still remained diseased, and still remained unstable? It's important for you to realize that being close to the grace of God does not mean accessing the grace of God. This tells you that there are many people who are in the house of God today, but they have remained the same. They have not changed. They are no better than the day they got born again. They have not been able to get established in the things of God. So other people grows up or comes in the church of Jesus Christ, and they grow and they leave those people there for too long. Let's deal with that. And so today and tomorrow, we are dealing with the spirit of breaking, or dealing with the spirit of limitation of the spirit of grace. Those things that limit us from the grace of God. Those things that stops us from accessing God's help. You know, the Bible has asked so many questions. And one of the things that the Bible asks is Psalms 121. And the Bible asks, where does my help come from? Where does my help come from? This is, where does my help come from? The mercies of God. It comes from God. But when you ask that question to people, there are four also answers that people can give. Some people would say, my help comes from God, the creator of heaven and earth. And with these people who have got that kind of a view, they grow up. And they become what God wanted them to be. But there's second category of people who do not think their help comes from God, or who do not appropriate or align themselves with that. They say their help comes from the hills. Hills means others related. It means from the culture. It means from the help of the outsiders, those that you think they are godfathers, not Father God. Hills and mountains stands for the cultural and traditions of the time, stands for the religion. If a person have got a view of that, they cannot be able to grow or access the spirit of grace, because our help comes from the spirit of mercy, the spirit of grace. Number 3, there are some people who think that their help comes from themselves. It's called self-help. And in fact, they even teach and say God helps those who help themselves. It's not true. We are in us. There's nothing good that remains in us. We cannot help ourselves. We cannot reach out. We are invalid. We are born dead. If you think you can help yourself. It's good that I remind you, I remind myself that once we were born dead. And we, a dead person, can do nothing for themselves. And finally, number four, there are people who think that their help comes from the dark world. They are the people who go to the witch doctor. They are the people who consult evil. They consult mediums. They consult sorcerers. You remember in the Bible, there has been many people, like in Acts 16, men who'd go to a girl who had the spirit of sorcery, and they would use this girl to get a lot of, you know, winning, a lot of wealth. And so if a person have got that view, they cannot be able to access the spirit of grace. And so today, as we keep on summarizing this story or this case study of the man here, of that 8 years in the house of grace, the house of mercy, the house of kindness, but had not accessed these spiritual resources, was because yesterday we discovered the man said, "I have no one." And so yesterday we discovered it was because of his self-help attitude. It was because of his limiting worldview. His view of self, he had either what we call so low self-esteem of himself or high self-esteem. The view of self of himself was wrong. And he thought, or maybe because of what he had heard, the information that he knew, which he needed to break. And so yesterday we dealt with that, that I have no one. Every time I try, somebody else comes before me. Now, number two today, we want to deal with another spirit of limitation, which we want to deal with for this particular man, was I have no one. I have no one. This means he lacked the spirit of one another. He lacked the spirit of corporate grace. He lacked the spirit of fellowship. He lacked the spirit of mentorship. You see, he had placed himself in a company of people who had corporate captivity. I want you to tell you, if you find yourself with people who think in negative mentality, please run away from such people. This man was looking at others. Although John says that in this porch there was a crowd of people, but they were all invalid. So if you are in a fellowship of people who do not realize the need of God, you cannot grow. If you are in a fellowship, if you are in a zone of people who keep speaking negative, they have got a negative mentality. They will keep you or they'll limit you from the grace. You are in the house of God, the house of grace. But the people you identify with, these people, they keep you from the spirit of grace. You see, if you are in a house of God and you do not have a pastor, a man or a woman who can lift you and connect you to grace, grace lifts another grace. It is, you need someone of a higher grace to lift you to another level of grace. You need mentors who can be able to rebuke you and speak to you. Every time you think that you are the only one, and you think that, or I think that I do not need other people to help me, I cannot access to such grace. So this person was actually talking about, I have no one. And of course, the people that he was having are people who had negative mentality. And so here we realize that some of the limiting factor for people to be in the house of mercy and not receive mercy is because you have some other people who abuse you. you have some other people who do not help you. You have some other people who are silent when things are happening. They see difficulties happening in this house of mercy. They see some evil poking holes or making holes in this boat of mercy. But they do not talk about it. And so you find yourself drowning. So it is good for you to identify the mentors you have, to identify the men and women who speak into your life, to identify the fellowship that you are in, or to identify the absence of fellowship. Because this man says, I have no one. So many people today, they do not value fellowship. Dear people, this is the reason to why you remain in the house of grace and not even get help, because you are not in a house grace. You are not in a house church that can be able to warn you, to motivate you, to spur you into good works and to good deeds in the name of Jesus. Number three, and the long limiting factor for this particular man who remained in the house of grace for 38 years was because of the wrong traditions, wrong teaching through religion. Now, the spirit of religion is so bad, such bad that because the spirit of religion says we can make it without God. Religion and traditions and legalisms, they want to do things in a particular pattern just because they have not allowed the spirit of grace, the spirit of Jesus, the spirit of Jesus to come in and speak and minister grace. This person had been taught by tradition that God helps those who help themselves. Look at this. When Jesus asked this man, do you want to be helped? Do you want help? What did he say? I have no one. And that talks about fellowship and mentors. Then he says, when I try, that means about self-help. The way he viewed himself and the attitude about and self-view and life view and the world view. But then he talked something that was very disturbing. He said, there's a time when an angel of God would come and stir the waters so that whoever gets in first will be healed. Now, let me say that teaching is nowhere in sync, in line with the Bible. There's nowhere that whoever enters first is the one who is healed. How can an invalid enter first? How can the blind person enter first? There's enough grace for all of us. That teaching is the teaching that God helps those who help themselves, which is wrong. Who had taught this? This is religion. It is what we call the limiting factor of misinformation. They were taught wrongly. And that's why when this man was told, take up your mat and walk, the religious group started persecuting this man and went ahead and persecuting Jesus. They asked, who told you? Now that is the question I want you to know. Who told you to carry the mat? Because they thought they were the only one who can be able to do this. So wrong teaching. So if you find yourself in an environment, in traditions that teach wrongly, I want you to know these will be the major limiting factors. And so today, I want us to trust God to deal with all the limiting factors in the house of grace. That is the spirit of self-help. This is a limiting factor. The spirit of wrong fellowship and lack of fellowship and silence of it. You not being in a fellowship or being in the wrong fellowship. And also the spirit of wrong teaching and wrong religion. This is one that we need to break first today in the name of Jesus. And tomorrow we'll be looking at how Jesus helped them to break by describing who he is. Because these people never believed. Religion does not believe that Jesus is God. The religion does not believe that Jesus can work in a day, even in Sabbath. And they fought Jesus because of claiming he is God and he is the Lord of Sabbath. Father, today we submit ourselves to you. Though we are in the house of grace, help us break this limiting factor by trusting in Jesus alone, by looking at Jesus, and by our health, but our eyes knowing that things we have not seen, we have not heard, things have not entered in our mind, you have kept for us. Maranatha, in Jesus' name we pray.